Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, October 13. Coming up, ground broken for Phase 2 of Luanda Gardens housing project, publishers and authors urged to make legal deposits, and over 80 JUTC buses attacked since January. The news in detail after the break.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, for bringing much-needed housing solutions to St. Elizabeth. Mr. Holness says the entity is helping to fulfill the government's mandate to provide safe, legal, and affordable housing to Jamaicans.
With new management in place, the HAJ, within a year, was able to report a $183 million profit for the 2016-2017 fiscal year.
The Prime Minister was speaking at a groundbreaking ceremony for Phase 2 of the Luanda Gardens housing development in St. Elizabeth earlier this week. The project involves the development of 168 serviced lots with basic infrastructure such as paved roads, water supply, and electricity. The price for the lots range from $1.8 million to $2.2 million. The entire project will deliver 1,700 housing solutions to the Greater Black River area over three phases. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the roles of the HAJ and the National Housing Trust, NHT, will be refined. This as the government works to deliver more housing solutions on the market to increase the opportunity for home ownership.
I'm expecting that after that is done, we will be able to supply both those persons who are not able to acquire on the open market and fully supply persons who are able to, by virtue of being NHT contributors or having their own money, to acquire homes on the general open market.
Within this fiscal year, the NHT is expected to start over 5,000 housing solutions, while the HAJ will provide approximately 168, with another 500 in the next fiscal year. Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange is urging publishers, composers and other creative practitioners to make legal deposits to ensure the preservation of Jamaica's creative works. Speaking at the launch of Legal Deposit Month at the National Library of Jamaica, NLJ, recently, the minister reiterated the importance of preserving Jamaica's history and culture through legal deposit.
Legal deposit is part of the framework to ensure that we preserve our nation's culture and heritage. Through legal deposit, we are able to systematically collect, to systematically store, and make available to current and future generations the nation's published output, our recorded history, the intellectual creations of our people.
Under the law, producers of published content are required to provide copies of their work to the country's designated legal depository, the NLJ. The Legal Deposit Act, passed October 2004, requires the deposit of published material such as documents, tapes, books, posters, audio and videotapes, CDs, as well as new media storage devices. And Managing Director of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, Paul Abraham, says more than 80 buses have been damaged for the period January to September this year. He adds that 237 JUTC buses have been vandalized since 2013, costing the state-run company some $65 million.
Should a stone be hurled into a bus, the bus has to come off route, it has to go to the police station, has to make a report and then return back to the depot. At that point, the route does not have anyone to service it. We try at that point to get another bus into the system quickly, but persons usually do not wait for another bus to arrive. So it's the alternate form of transportation that will usually step in and pick up those passengers.
Mr. Abrahams was addressing a sitting of the Public Administration and Appropriations Committee on Wednesday. A $100,000 reward is being offered through Crime Stop for information leading to the arrest of the vandals. The JUTC is also working with the police to apprehend the perpetrators as investigations progress. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.